This is Cathedral coach Rick Strife.
11 state championships as a program at Cathedral. What are your emotions right now?
Well, it's a tradition, and our kids play to the tradition, and they play their fannies off, and I'm just so proud of where we've come from and the adversity that this team has overcome.
Terry McLaurin, is he the best player you've ever coached?
He's right up there. He's pretty good. He's definitely the fastest kid I've ever had.
Winning a state championship in a higher class, so far you're the only program to do it. What does that say about Cathedral football?
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think we're the first one to ever win in three different classes. So I don't know. I'll have to check that out. But for our kids, it was a lot of pride coming in to be able to take this up to the next level and ramp it up another notch.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
A group of seniors, 4-for-4, unheard of at Cathedral High School.
Well, I don't think they know any better. They just it's always been play after Thanksgiving. That's been what we've always been about.
Westfield's early mistakes
from Fort Wayne Canterbury.
Well, congratulations. You've done it in 4A before, but to do it in 5A, how special is that?
Well, it's exciting for our kids to step up to the challenge and get an opportunity to play on a stage like this.
Presenting
and then to play pretty well against a pretty good football team.
Jimmy Howe from LaPel. Deb Stevens from Caston,
hey,
and Ken Howe from Blackford.
No, we're all right. I can't hear it. Sorry.
Hey, all right, to continue on.
Luke Peter.
What were you guys specifically able to do to put up a lot of points against the great offense?
Cameron Harrison.
Great win. That's your ninth. You need a second
Adam
one for the Forte. Club, right?
Well, the first one's for your own little ego a little bit as a coach to verify that you can get it done. And then after that, it's special for the kids.
Talk about, I know it's a team win, and Cathedral's always a team place, but talk about how special Terry McLaurin is.
Well, Terry's an outstanding athlete, and we use him in just so many different spots. And Tim Barthel and Tim Peterson, Mark Hicks, and Nick Lyons, our offensive staff, did an awesome job all year long, finding different ways to get him the ball. And, once he gets it, he's pretty fast.
Your seniors don't know how to lose this game. That's 4 in 4 years.
Well, there is a little bit of a tradition that we've been special to have, that to be here the last 4 years and to be able to play at this juncture is, it's, I don't want to say it's an expectation, but we plan on trying to be here.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations.
Go ahead.
Coach. Let's talk about how this game started.
Zach
special teams, you count. Two mistakes they made.
Josh
Irish
Estridge.
Were able to counter.
Well, it was good for us to get off that start. I thought the special teams, because I thought we were pretty close in a lot of situations, and the special teams I thought maybe could
Caleb
be a difference
Trapp.
For us.
In the second half, Terry really came out, put him in the backfield.
Jay
talk about
Simmons.
What he did in the second half.
Well, Terry's so fast that if he gets a little bit
Zach
of a crease,
Rader.
That he can take it in a hurry. And again, Tim Barthel and Tim Peterson, Mark Hicks, and Nick Lyons, offensive line,
Stan
all year long did a great job of finding different ways to get him the ball.
Let's talk about this group of seniors.
Ginder.
4-for-4 now for the Irish, and something
Hyatt.
In Irish history that's never happened.
Well, again, it just says an awful lot about the kids and their perseverance and their willingness to continue to work and not be complacent
Daniel
or satisfied.
Kingrath.
They,